This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and you've had some time to digest this. I know it was the big, story as far as last week with all the schedules and everybody trying to figure out, the best games, etc. Mike and I were just talking off air, and look, we haven't had a chance to really visit about this because, as I said, I was out last week. We texted a few times, but we both agree it's a tough schedule. And all this nonsense, even last year, you guys remember this last year? Falcons have the easiest schedule in the NFL. Right. And we were like, okay. And many of you were texting and tweeting and sending us messages and calling the show and saying, oh, it's an easy schedule. What happened? We didn't make the playoffs. And I get it. I understand what happened, Mike, with our quarterback and all the things. Our defense wasn't any good. But we had a shot, and we blew it. So you turn around this year, and you go, well, I don't know. Mike, you start looking at the schedule, and you go, playoff team, playoff team, playoff team. And a lot of the teams that were bad got better. Listen, I thought we were going to beat the Panthers at the end of the year. I think the Panthers are going to be an improved team this year.
Yeah, how much better they're going to be. I think everyone pretty much universally anticipates the Saints being awful. But again, in a rivalry in this division, I don't have to remind you guys, we found a way when we were awful to find a way to beat them when they were good. So it's still, division rival is a thing. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Vegas, by the way, has had this over-under at 7.5 because they have a hard time seeing us getting to 9 wins. So when you look at the Vikings, now that's not the Vikings last year with Sam Darnold, that's J.J. McCarthy's Vikings. So
correct.
That's one of the things. But Washington, let me get your take on this because, again, Carl's first chance to react. I was telling Abe last week, I don't see this big fall off that everyone expects with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. They've added to their team, and they also found ways to win those one possession games last year as a young team.
Look,
so that's a team I think goes onward and upward.
I'm with you. Now, are they better than Philly? We'll find out. They had a chance last year. Right. Are they going to be better than Philly? But I'm with you. Like, if you look at the Commanders, and here's the thing. This is the part that nobody really wants to admit. Dan Quinn's a better coach now than he was when he was here. So you've got a better quarterback than most people expected. The coaching is better. His offensive coordinator
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yes, and so now you start saying, all right, well, how much more do they improve? What the Commanders needed to do was improve in a few areas with personnel. I think they've addressed that. In their front office, for those who don't know, the guy that's running the show there came from the 49ers, and he was there a long time, and they have literally taken on the philosophy of team building and how they're going to get better. I'm with you. I think the Commanders are legit. By the way, this is the Bills Super Bowl window, and it has been. That game, Mike, that's not an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. Josh Allen is a beast, and they're on the cusp of getting to the Super Bowl. For them, it is how the hell do we get past Kansas City? That is what they're thinking in Buffalo, period. So you add the 49ers to the mix, and you say, well, it's going to be a down year. Well, they just paid Purdy. We'll see what they're like with Ayuk and all the things that they've traded away. But, man, I'm looking at this schedule, and I go, all right, I would have told you before the season or before the offseason, Patriots are a joke. They didn't scare anybody offensively last year. Vrabel's trying to change that. And if you think for one second like the Patriots aren't going to play hard for him, That's his mantra, Mike. He's going to have them playing hard.
I don't know what that was with Gerard Mayo. We said this last week because, you know, it was an odd fit. It just nothing seemed to work. And Drake May did get better and stronger as the season went on. They added Stephon Diggs, the defense, the pieces they've added in the draft as well. And you just said it. Vrabel, they're going to be prepared. That's a team that's not going to beat themselves as they continue to get better. Miami, I don't even know what Miami is. That's one that can go either way. We know what they've got offensively. This is going to be a lot of tests. That's like a lot of tests for our pass rush. It all is. The things we did in this offseason. So that's a concern for me. I don't like the bye. I want to get your take on this. The
too
bye.
Early?
Well, because we were trying to handicap the schedule last week. I thought for sure it would be after the Europe trip, but it's not. So it's way early. Week 5, you want that when you're banged up in November, December, I think most fans.
Yeah, the Colts game is November 9th, and you would have said, okay, they get basically 10 days off after that. That's what you were kind of hoping. Mm. To Mike's point, you turn right back around, you got the Panthers on the 16th. It's literally get on a flight and let's go get ready for another game. And say what you want. If you guys travel internationally, and I know they're on charters, it's still a grind, man. You get back home, you got to get readjusted, and then you turn right back around and playing. So the we'll be at a disadvantage against the Panthers that particular Sunday. But, Mike, let me say this about the end of the schedule. That Rams game could determine a lot if we are in the playoff hunt. NFC game, again, that's another primetime game, and you should not be surprised if we're in primetime. I know many people say we hadn't been in the playoffs. No, but we're an attractive young team with one of the best attractive young quarterbacks. So that is like a game that I'm circling right now. Like you go December 29th, that could mean a lot. And depending on what happens with the owners' meetings, by the way, this week, if it turns out that the owners decide, hey, we are going to adjust the seating in the playoffs, you can still win your division, but you may not get a home game. Mike, that may play out in that scenario where maybe the Rams or us are playing for a seed, a higher seed. I just think they're a playoff team. I believe that.
And I sure hope they don't do – I mean, look, if you want to – how about this? Because we'll talk more about this later in the show. But if maybe split the baby like King Solomon, okay, if you have to be – if you win your division, you got to be 500 or better.
Okay.
Or maybe you got to be over 500. But, I mean, the idea that then the division games don't mean anything. It's basically like the SEC. The East and West don't exist anymore. What's the point? So why do I bother playing the Saints twice if it doesn't matter? You know what I mean? Let's just make it a free-for-all with the schedule. So I'm not prepared, and I understand the logic. You don't want to see a 7-9 team hosting a team that has got 11 or 12 wins, but I do think winning the division still should and has to mean something in this league. Otherwise, what you've been doing for 100 years goes out the window.
It's been that way, by the way, since the Houston Texans came in the league in 02, and I thought it was the right decision then because you evened out the league, and you had four teams in every division, so it made sense. And it gives you something to play for. And that's the thing. Everybody always says it's the easiest way to the playoffs. It should remain that way. But I'm with you. Like, the idea that that Saints game at the end of the year doesn't mean anything and you're resting your guys because that may determine the division. Like last year, we're in the hunt. We're supposed to be playing for something against Carolina. Right. Now we lose the game, but the game still meant something at the end of the year because of the circumstances.
Yeah, and I just, especially for a team like us, we haven't, imagine this, we haven't been to the playoffs in years, we win the division, but we don't, by virtue of win-loss, have a home game. I mean, that's just devastating for a lot of fan bases, too. So we'll see how they go. Do they have a compromise? You got to be 500 or better to be able to be the home field. That's maybe where they should go. Maybe there's a compromise with the owners. We'll find out.
And I know you think the Jets are going to suck again, but understand this. If Justin Fields is their quarterback, he beat us with the Bears, he beat us with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he'll play us as the New York Jets quarterback.
Right.
Like, all of those things play out, and you can say, oh, it doesn't mean anything. It means something to him.
Right. And Aaron Glenn's the head coach, right?
Correct.
And it's we just talked about the same thing that goes for Vrabel. I think whatever happened with Ulbrich and Saleh, perhaps a breath of fresh air, perhaps finally flushing it with Aaron Rodgers, because you still have Breece Hall, you still got Garrett Wilson, you still got a lot of weapons. So a lot of tests for both. See, it's not just, and Matthew Judon was popping off last week about, well, they weren't using me the right way. All right. Well, a combination of maybe they weren't, but you weren't doing anything when you were having your hand in the ground trying to get the quarterback. But you got to contain and set the edge against the run against some of these quarterbacks and some of these running games we're going to see this season.
What do you guys think, man? I'd love to hear from you. I mean, listen, I've had time to kind of look at this, and the first day I was like, okay. And the second day I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I tempered my expectations a little bit because there will be improved teams on this roster. But here's the thing. Look at the quarterbacks you're playing that are established. And look, I'm not a big fan of Purdy. I'll simply say this. What does he do extremely well? The answer is nothing. It's nothing. He's just a game manager okay, who had great offensive weapons around him and the MVP, in my opinion, in Christian McCaffrey, Mike, and he managed the game, and that was great. But it's gotten him paid, but I can't discount Shanahan's play calling and the fact that he understands exactly what they're trying to do. Josh Allen, you mentioned it. Jaden Daniels. Okay. Baker Mayfield, guys, is pretty damn good, whether you like him or not.
Right. Now, again, we remember it took an overtime and the single-game passing record to beat the Bucs at home on a Thursday night. And I thought, you know, it was a great game down in Tampa, which we obviously held on to win. But that's, again, another big division rival, and that's right out of the jump. You like, by the way, having the division game to start?
I do.
The season?
Give me going.
And
yes.
Let's see what James Pierce and Jalen Walker and Leonard Floyd can do. You know, let's see, because you're going to see from the jump in that first four games. Because in Carolina, you said it, they embarrassed us last year, and they weren't even close to being ready. If compared to where maybe you think they're going to go this year, 6 or 7 wins.
I think that's where they're going to be. And then the other part about this schedule, we're talking about the Falcons, guys, just kind of recapping and looking at this again. Right now, you know, it's chill mode. Teams, you know, they had the rookies report. We'll get into some OTA stuff here, but the big news this week is going to be the owners' meetings again up in Minnesota. But I just feel like, Mike, when you look at this thing, and by the way, Kyler Murray, if you let him run around, remember he ran around and beat us? You remember that game where we couldn't get him on the ground and he ran around and made plays? So I'm just saying, like, you look at this, and oh, by the way, I'm leaving off Matthew Stafford, that Rams game. So,
hey, and by the way, Arizona with Kyler Murray, I don't know if they're going to be. Marvin Harrison was not the impact player I think he should have been. I don't know if that offense gets, you know, kind of dialed in. They did some interesting things in free agency in the draft. So we kind of haven't even mentioned those guys. That's a late season trip out there. So, I mean, yeah, and Seattle with Sam Darnold. So even the guys, the games that you might shrug and say, 50-50. Exactly. They're 50-50 games. They're hard road games for some of these. Now, Seattle comes here. Tampa late in the year. That's the Thursday night game. All these national games, we may get flexed into more. If we're kicking butt, one thing for certain, the NFL believes in Bijan Robinson, Drake, and they believe in young Michael Penix Jr.
We're going to find out how good our coaching staff is. When nobody expects you to be any good, you know, like last year. Oh, they got Kirk Cousins. He's just going to fill the void. They're still young. Now, all of a sudden, you got all these primetime games, and people are going to be interested. First of all, we can't get embarrassed in primetime because, Mike, that seems to happen way too often.
Right.
Secondly, we're about to find out how good our coaching staff is. And I'm not saying that to put pressure on them. They already know. But when there is a little bit of an expectation now, how good are you going to be? And, Mike, if you're winning, it's easy at first. But are you going to be able to make the adjustments? Coach Ra, offensive coordinator, our new defensive coordinator, our old defensive coordinator, and Jeff Ulbrich, how good is this coaching staff going to be in doing those things? We're going to find out, man. This is not an easy schedule by any stretch of the imagination.
It's hard to find 10 wins. I mean, and again, we'll get into it later in the year. We'll have plenty of time between now and the start of the season to break it down. But it's hard right now because you just don't know. You're hoping, you're betting on the come, your defense is going to be that good. You feel good about Penix Jr., but we only had 3 games to see it.
Yeah.
But he did respond on the national stage, made a big mistake, came back, did enough to win you the game. The coach made the mistake in the end. It didn't give your quarterback a chance to show you if he could win the game late and get you in field goal position. Remember, you had a bum field goal kicker in that one. But I do think, you know, if the defense is as good as Falcon fans hope it to be,
Do you think it's going to be better?
It's got to.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got to.
And by the way, here's the thing. You got to make the playoffs or the general manager might get got.
Yes.
You know, with this schedule.
Yeah. All right. Want to know what you guys think, man, as we look at this schedule release from last week. And we'll settle down a little bit, right? Because you were like at first, yeah, this is great. We're going to kill everybody. And then you look at it again, you're like, oh, well, I don't know. 404-726-0929. We got more NFL to talk about.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.